please pay attention as we get our precious cargo to and from school again today. And then it's weekend time. Scott Chapman, I am super excited.
You're pumped for the weekend, are you?
Oh, I'm excited for the weekend. I'm more excited for right now because we're joined by Patrick Ledwell as our latest Interesting Islander. Welcome, woo! Patrick.
G'day. How's it going?
It's going great. And you fit the bill as an Interesting Islander. You're everywhere. You gave us your resume here. You come in with it. I'm not sure if you were applying or not, but, we'll keep it on file, bud.
Check it out on LinkedIn.
Yeah, and you got a lot of stuff coming up, too, but we're going to talk about that in a bit.
He brought fudge, too.
Yeah, he did bring fudge.
It's a bit crumbly.
He's a true Islander. But I want to start by, let's give your background. Where do you live on the island? Shout out your family, all that fun stuff.
Well, I live in the house where I grew up. Okay. It's quite a fascinating bio. On your mark, get set, go nowhere. So it's the house is a hobby farm on the Loyalist Road, which is a clocked 18 minutes from this storefront studio.
18 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. I slowed down a bit this morning with the Warren Grove Bridge construction.
Okay.
The fixed link to to nowhere there. But I did depart in the middle. But it's my chunk of earth. I have to say that, especially after the last couple of years we've had.
Yeah.
Not to say that it was a palace to be to be just there, but there was a sense of home and a sense of belonging and some room to range. Yeah. So
it's what we needed.
Really, I've heard recently that everything is a gift, and I don't really buy that entirely, but you have to take the message that the times are giving you, and that's an appreciation I definitely have coming out of the last couple of years.
Mm.
Love the place you're on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that was deeper than I really anticipated us going.
Like, it right is early.
Like, so did you want to do the shout-outs?
It is early. I took a melatonin last night, and it hasn't quite worn off.
Are you a morning person?
I am a morning person. Morning is my time that has no claims on it. So, when life has various circles in it, I get up in the morning and do the thing that's most on my mind. And then no one can really be in that time. Dark o'clock. Get her done.
Get her done. Is your wife a morning person too, or are you just too much for her in the morning?
It's a bit early when I try to help with the coffee when she comes down, but she's not quite ready for morning thoughts and observations quite just yet.
Oh,
your efforts are not always appreciated. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. I would be. I would be. Maybe just a bit too caffeinated and bright.
Okay.
And she's looking for something caffeinated and bright to eventually join me 15 minutes after.
If we asked her what it's like living with a comedian, what do you think she'd tell us?
Well, she doesn't enjoy the phrase from other people like, you must laugh all the time. I think if there's anything that the pandemic has taught us, not all the time, especially when you're together 24 hours a day for 2 years.
What did you do today?
Well, I was over there in the same pants as yesterday. But when we do laugh, I definitely run and get a pencil because I think that had 17 years with this fully plucked blue heron, and you laugh at that, I think that is spun gold. I'm going to get that down.
Did you refer to yourself as a blue heron?
Yes.
Fully plucked blue heron.
I have come to accept myself for what I am. Beach season is coming, and my beach body, I'm not checking the mailbox anymore. It's not arriving.
All right, 744 Ocean 100. We are in for a treat until 8:30.
Join us in your PJs in support of RMHC families. Register today for the Ronald McDonald House PJ Walk for Kids, presented by Vogue Optical.
May Madness on now at Summerside Home Furniture, next to Callbeck's Home Hardware in Summerside.
All right, Patrick, you're going to give us a hand with the forecast. Go ahead.
Okay. Today, cloudy with 60% chance of showers or drizzle. We could just put those together as shizzle. Fog patches dissipating this morning. morning. Oh, they'll just dissipate all over the place. Wind, north, 20 kilometers, becoming northwest 20, gusting to 40 near noon. Bring your K-way. High of 9. Tonight, a few showers ending after midnight, then clearing. You won't be around to see it. Fog patches developing overnight. Wind northwest 20 kilometers, becoming light late this evening. Low plus 4 with risk of frost. Bring in your petunias. Saturday, sunny. Fog patches again dissipating in the morning. Isn't that fancy? High at 20. The Confederation Bridge is open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
Dissipating all over the place. Get out of here.
I just dissipated.
Your shizzle. It's the Clash. Should I stay or should I go? Celebration calendar coming up next. Our interesting Islander today is the one and only Patrick Ledwell. Got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I stay or should I go? That's the Clash. Should I stay or should I go? Ocean 100. It is 7:51 right now. Our interesting Islander today is Patrick Ledwell. When the mics are off, we're just nonstop laughing in here. So yeah, you're definitely an interesting Islander and a very funny guy. And I love it. We were kind of going through your process a little bit. How does a guy get into comedy on Prince Edward Island? Like, where did this all begin for you?
Well, I think, you know, the island has a lot of sideboards, you know, for performance. There's always somebody having a fundraiser at the hall. And I think it's you have to lean into anything that you do, but you don't have to self-declare. So you just do a few fundraisers for the Kidney Foundation or Ileitis and Colitis. And then somebody says, you did a pretty good job on that. Why don't you come to our conference or to our banquet? And I think that the next thing coming up is always the test to see whether or not it's going to go well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes the path is the path you choose. And sometimes it's just I put one foot in front of the other and all of a sudden I was a strange person who arrives and interrupts events. Hopefully,
I played that role a couple times.
Hopefully with some degree of enjoyment on both sides.
That's pretty cool. And, you know, if there's young people out there that want to get into comedy or whatever, you know, it seems like there's more things popping up and more shows and more comedy things happening around Prince Edward Island. So, I mean, that must make you pretty happy, too, to see that.
Yeah. I mean, there's the best time to start is to start.
Yeah.
And there you then, go. You know, you can wrap a lot of foil on the ball over the years by finding out what kind of things can you put in the air that gather energy, make sense to people, make them laugh. And that never is boring to kind of enter into that space of what makes somebody laugh.
Very cool. Well, it's that time.
Birthday time.
We're going to put the birthdays into the air right now. How about May 26th, then a smattering of weekend birthdays. Plus, it's Friday coming up after 8 o'clock. We'll make a draw, and two people will win bridge passes. So I'll start the list, and I'll throw it over to you, Patrick, okay? Holly Morrison Painter, who actually joined us for a little bit at the QEH Big Day of Giving, works at the hospital. Happy birthday, Holly. That's from your in-law. Just a delightful person, Holly is. Logan McClellan in Summerside is 30 today. Georgia and Shelby, happy birthday on the weekend from your BFF Hannah. Donna McLeod is celebrating today from Carmen, Sydney, Guinness, and Annie. On Saturday, Lily Nicholson in Charlottetown is celebrating a 15th birthday. We have a couple belated birthdays. Ryan Matthew in Summerside turned 18 yesterday. Tasha Dinsing, a belated birthday, turned 30 yesterday. And another happy belated birthday to Isla, love Nanny, Poppy, Finley, and Rusty, 10 years old yesterday. Liam McQuaid, happy 29th from your best friend Shelley. Victoria McDonald in Rock Barra is 26. And Kellen Farrell, happy birthday from Nanny Mary McCaskill in Mermaid. Kellen is 10 today. Away we go, Patrick.
We have a birthday for Amanda Kello. I hope I'm getting that name right. In Charlottetown, happy birthday to our daughter. Love mom and dad and the rest of the family. I think mom and dad got that one in there. Also from Alan. Just a late addition from Alan. Good job, Alan. Heather Pearden in Charlottetown, 65. Happy birthday. Donna Summers from Devon, Kimmy, Cersei, and Finnegan. Love those Gaelic names. In Charlottetown. What age? Old enough. Fair enough. Won't ask. Debbie Acorn in Georgetown. 60 plus. That's just going to qualify you for some discounts at the Shoppers. Good for you. Carson Richard in Wheatley River is turning a big eight. Happy birthday, Carson. Shayna Campion in Montague. 50-ish. I understand the feeling. I have an age that starts with F and ends in T, and in the middle, it's all iffy. Ben Howard, grade 2 at Broomfield Elementary, is turning 8 years old. A big year for Ben. Tomorrow, we're getting in these early. Bonnie Mitchell in Mount Stewart, happy birthday. Also tomorrow, granddaughter Nellie Catherine, her birthday is on Saturday, so you need to announce this on Friday morning.
I could have deleted that.
I think I'm reading the asterisk kind of footnote on that one.
Darcy does a lot of
granddaughter Nellie Catherine. Someone's very conscientious here. Montague, 3 years old, from her Nana Clark, who sent this with some very specific instructions. Good job, Nana Clark. Tomorrow, Lily Nicholson in Charlottetown, 15. Happy birthday. Also tomorrow, Bennett Rye in Belfast, 7 years old.
And one late one that we got here, just got a text for Tim Hooley, who turns 34 today. So happy birthday to everybody today. And great job, Patrick.
Well done.
It's not easy reading all those birthdays, but you did it.
No, it's your day. It's your day. Make of it what you want.
More with Patrick Ledwell, our interesting islander, on the Ocean 100 Morning Show coming up.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
Low of 4 with a risk of some frost, sunny on Saturday, and a high of 20. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott. It is 8:04 this morning. Do you want to run through that late bus one more time for us there?
Oh, you're going to take me by surprise, are you?
Oh, yeah, no. You have all the information there.
I do. I have to call it up. Bus 127, driven by Heather McDonald, serving West Royalty Elementary, Queen Charlotte Intermediate, and Colonel Gray High School, 1 hour late.
Patrick Ledwell's here with us as we get to show him what the well-oiled machine of the Ocean 100 Morning Show is like here.
That bus makes a lot of stops. Looking for a place to happen, making stops along the way. Heather McDonald. Like, what's the age spread on that bus? West Royalty Elementary to Colonel Gray High School.
Hey.
He's 25. He's making his third lap. I think he's going to get the math credit this year. And then there's a 5-year-old? How's that going to go?
They might pick them up at different times. I don't know how it works, though. I'm just...
Mustaches and juice boxes.
First thing we'll do before the water cooler question answer is give away a couple of bridge passes with our celebration calendar. Congratulations to our winners, Sam Perry and Kathy Arsenault. Right?
Yeah.
It's a big one.
A Perry and an Arsenault. The Acadians always winning.
All right, so water cooler question. We do this weekday mornings here on Ocean 100, Patrick. And we ask a question and we get people to call in and text with their answers, okay? And today's question for Robin's Donuts. This bite-sized snack food is so popular, 93% of us say we like it. What is it? We had a lot of good answers.
Bite-sized snack food. My goodness.
Our first guess was bits and bites.
Oh,
and it's not bits and bites. Yeah, bits and bites are good.
Too many pretzels.
Too many pretzels. Not trail mix. No, not trail mix. Any other guesses?
Peanut-free M&Ms? I don't, you know.
No, not peanut-free M&Ms. That's another. I'm
not wild about Skittles. Other people seem to eat them like pills.
No, not.
Popcorn?
Not Skittles. Yes, it's popcorn.
There we are.
Scott knew the answer and saw us struggling there. And he
sometimes
was like,
sometimes I have the popcorn with my butter.
No wonder it costs $37 at the Cineplex. People love it.
All right, so if you had that answer, your name's officially in the draw, and let's make that draw right now. Everybody, if you had a correct answer this week, you're in the draw. $100 Robin's gift card going out to Joanne Fraser Walsh. Congratulations. $100 to the Robins? Not bad.
You're going to have yourself a time.
Not bad. We'll have more with Patrick Ledwell, our interesting islander, coming up next.
Ocean 100's Morning Show, powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardwares, where customer service is number one.
CHTN-FM, Charlottetown.
That's the Romantics, What I Like About You. Ocean 100, happy Friday. It is 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. I hope that you're having a good start to your day. Again, bus 127, driven by Heather McDonald, that goes to West Royalty Elementary, Queen Charlotte, and Colonel Gray is going to be 1 hour late today, all right? A few big schools affected by that one, so make sure that you're taking heed of that before you send the kids out the door today. We are... We are hanging out with Patrick Ledwell today, and it has been fun. It has been, I don't think I've stopped laughing the entire morning, which is just great. Just great. Patrick, I've had a chance to meet your son, Nate, before. Now, how does Nate feel about the comedy world?
You know, the other week, my sister has a Google Home speaker.
Okay.
And when we go there, he goes up to the speaker and he says, "Who is Patrick Ledwell?" And the speaker says back, "I don't have anything for that." And he turns to me and looks at me and says, "See?" So that's a bit of a throwdown, but I don't know. Somebody wrote a Wikipedia article. So last time we were there, it read it back. And boy, was he taken. He was agog. He was agog.
Yeah,
but he, you know, I enjoy riding in the car. We listen to a lot of Hot 105.5, very hot. But those car rides are great. And, you know, he just the turnstiles are still turning. And he will share something like out of the blue that's brilliant. This is the one from last week. It was, if tomatoes are a fruit, is ketchup a smoothie? Talk about a thought that will follow you around all day.
That is, wow, okay.
Yeah, that's almost zen.
He's your kid. I hate that for sure. All right, well, you brought some stuff with you today.
Yeah.
Kind of like a PEI trivia. So maybe you'll ask Scott and I a couple questions and we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, we're heading into the weekend, so a few, you know, who wants to be an Islander questions.
Okay.
You ask an Islander, would you like a drink? Which answer means yes? Is it A? No, yeah. Is it B? Yeah, no. Or is it C? Yeah, no, for sure. Which means yes?
I'm going to say C.
No, yeah.
It's all of them, actually. Okay. Just
all of the above.
Just bring the colliding tides. I'm sure they'll meet the shore. Not a problem.
Okay, we're off to the races
okay.
now.
Okay, yeah, everybody's going to be driving around on the weekend, maybe going out to the garden center. Charlottetown is home to Canada's first displaced left turn. Ooh, what's that all about? Out St. Peter's Road there, the displaced left turn.
Okay.
What's that about? Is it A, more lights than friggin' Vegas? B, I don't go to this place no more. C, that KFC is dead to me. Or is it D, all of the above?
I'm going to have to say it's an all of the above.
I'm going lights like Vegas.
It's all of them. I see people, they are just in a state of confusion out there. I'm in my own little road now. What's going to happen? I used to live on Norwood Road. I haven't been back there in years. Kind of situation.
Somebody
hope my family
lawn.
Is doing well.
Oh, okay. What else you got?
You're on PEI, and it's time to call an Uber. You should call Wayne, because he's the only one sober right now.
Call Wayne.
Or B, call a cab and ask him to swing you around the ATM for cash.
I don't know many sober Waynes, so I can't.
I love a PEI cab. You know, sometimes you're like, are you just a person picking up people in a Cutlass Supreme, or do you have any form of licensing? Just, I'm going to take you by the needs, and you go in there and get it for me. Like, I had people arrive from the airport and just say, I think I've been abducted.
There's more people in this cab than were on the plane.
I'm in a Grand Marquis heading out the Brackley Point Road. I don't think he's a cab.
I don't think he's a cab at all. Okay, any others?
Oh, I don't know. Here, let's see. Okay, people doing the roadside cleanups these times. You own a broken microwave. What do you do? A, take it to your local waste watch disposal depot. That'll burn up your Saturday. Or B, leave it out by the road and wait.
Because somebody will sure want it.
You've done this before, Scott. This is 100% you. You just put it at the end of the road and it disappears.
Yes. Yep. Team PEI will do some show flooring and have a look at it. And I'll kid you not, I put one out last year and it became a mailbox out on the Darlington Road. I passed by times to say hello.
Your old spaghetti hanging from the...
Yeah. Do you miss the smell of burnt popcorn? No, I enjoy my work in the Postal Service. I've made a change.
816 Ocean 100. We're hanging out with Patrick Ledwell and having a great time. He's our interesting islander.
Attention all Pokemon trainers. Are you ready for some exciting gameplay? XOR Games is the ultimate destination for everything Pokemon. Join us every Wednesday at 6:30 for Pokemon Tournament.
Come experience the magic of Dalvey by the Sea this May and take advantage of our amazing breakfast offer. We look forward to seeing you.
All right, Patrick, forecast time.
Ocean 100 weather. Today, cloudy with 60% chance of showers or drizzle. Or as Islanders say, it's spitting. That's terrible. Terrible image. Fog patches dissipating this morning. They'll just silently sidle out the door. Wind north, 20 kilometers, becoming northwest, 20, gusting to 40 near noon. Blowing all your lawn furniture into the woods. High 9. Tonight, a few showers ending after midnight, then clearing. Fog patches developing overnight, but it's dark. You can't see them. Wind northwest, 20 kilometers, becoming light late this evening. Low plus 4 with risk of frost. Little petals will be shaking tonight. Saturday, sunny. Fog patches dissipating in the morning. High of 20. Get out your jams. The Confederation Bridge is open to all traffic. There's no special runs today or they're not painting it or anything. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions, which are drive across. Put your money in the PEI side.
Thanks, Patrick. Brian Adams, this time, Ocean 100. Good morning, 8:23. It's Friday, and Fridays have become our new interesting Islander day. And today we've been joined by Patrick Ledwell, and this has been a real treat, a hoot, as they say. We should talk about some of your shows that are coming up. I mean, you're going to be with, are you with Mark Haynes again this year?
Not this year. Oh. No, we had 10 years.
10 years.
A clean decade of joy at Harmony House. And I think the short answer is there's just a lot of circles in life right now. And I needed a few of those rings to slow down a bit.
Gotcha.
So fewer shows and maybe more just what I can, quickly go out and do myself.
Yeah.
And escape from to get back to the other circles before the plate spins on the broomstick. Wobbles and falls off. So very excited this summer to be running a show called Patrick Ledwell and Friend. That's not a typo. It's just singular.
So what's that mean?
It's gonna be held at the Trailside, and it's a comedy night.
Okay.
So the friend means I'll always have a guest doing comedy, 15 minutes. I think that there's, a wider range of voices and perspectives in comedy here than I've ever heard before.
Absolutely.
So definitely want to be part of that swim. And then, I can remember thinking at the beginning of the pandemic that, boy, did I ever put my chips on the right square, choosing to speak in public about nothing to large groups who have assembled for no specific purpose. So
yeah, that went away pretty quick.
And I looked at all this stuff. I'd been doing comedy for about 15 years, and I'm like, what am I ever going to do with this hill of pointless weirdness? So I guess this summer I'd like to kind of say this. I've had 15 years. And I've done a lot of shows and had a lot of thoughts about island stories and experiences. So every night is going to be a selection from the hill of weirdness, both stand-up and then the visual projections, stories from the news, diagrams and explanations of island oddities, and really looking forward to it. I think really kind of getting back to the reason I got into comedy, which was to create things in the midair that have some sense of connection in that moment and sense of possibility.
And such a great venue, Trailside, such a great spot. Pat does a great job there. It's going to be, you're saying, a lot of Tuesdays through the summer.
Many Tuesdays. And the best thing to do is to go to trailside.ca for the dates and the tickets, and you will be, you'll be hosted. You'll be hosted like long-lost family arriving home.
Perfect.
Great, great food, great environment, and I'm looking forward to a summer where the walls are just reverberating with laughs.
Scott Chapman said he's available August 15 to fill the friend role if you really
You've got
want
a
it.
Friend.
Yeah, you got a friend. I don't know how funny he'll be, but man, he'll set the stage for you well.
I could listen to him talk about gas price changes.
Oh.
And I have for so many years. It's it's up a cent, is it? Oh my.
Especially when there's no change. I really do that well.
I'm going to go down to Mel's with just a $10 bill in my pocket and try to hit it on the zeros.
Patrick, you are amazing, my friend. It's always a pleasure when I bump into you in public and see you at events. And you're a busy fella, and you're doing great. And we are very happy to have you. You are absolutely an interesting Islander. So thank you very much for coming here today.
Thanks a lot, Darcy. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Thank
you guys
you.
Lift people up. Thanks for doing that every single morning, starting at 6.
Starting at 6. Thanks, buddy.
I love your music.
I'm addicted to you.
How about you take us down